Two, and welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode. Oh crap! I hate it when I do that. 1 hour. Shh, quiet. Episode 134, Marvel Now, Second Wave.
Yeah.
So.
Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop. And I apologize in advance. Oh, by the way, I'm Chris Mosby, and I am completely unprepared for this. I came back from the dead this week with a terrible... I had upper respiratory, sinus, and double ear infection all at the same time. And so I was infected from the waist up, and the antibiotics they gave me took care of the bottom part. So we'll just leave it at that.
And you had a nasty hangnail too.
Oh yeah, it's all of that stuff. Yeah, it was nasty all the way around, just terrible. So anyway, that's me.
Oh, it's hard to compete. I'm Caleb Gerard, and as noted, a little hungover.
Oh, don't talk. Everybody talk very quiet.
And I'm Murray Fox, and I'm still fighting that cough. However,
you need to see somebody with that, man. Come on.
Nah.
Okay.
He sees people all the time.
Yeah, I know. I see lots of people.
Yeah.
I see way too many people.
Okay.
A single solitary bit.
We have kind of talked about some of this already. I think we've talked about what the titles were going to be, but Caleb and Murray have actually read some of these. I unfortunately have not. I know. I've been behind with work and everything. Do I do kind of want to look at Moon Knight? That looks kind of good. So anyway, let's talk about what you've read so far.
Maybe let's talk about you and me.
Okay. Nice.
Well, you must have read the last issue of Daredevil, though, right?
Yes, I did. And I've tried to read the Infinity comic that's supposed to take in place between, but there was a problem with Comixology, and it charged me, but then said, you don't have that issue, so I'm still waiting on that one.
How'd the series end? Why is he moving to San Francisco?
Well, he's pretty much the... this is something that happened before this iteration of the Daredevil series started. You know, Kingpin outed him as Matt Murdock as Daredevil, and he's been fighting that. Well, he's caused a lot of people, bad guys, whole groups of bad guys, a lot of trouble, and they finally just came and down in court and just made it where he just couldn't stay. They forced him into a corner. Foggy Nelson, his best friend and law partner, has cancer, a very, very bad, severe cancer. And he was given a choice, help, you know, do what we want, or, you know, everybody you know is going to be, you know, taken care of. So
it was the old, you know,
yeah.
Who you are, so we're going to go after your closest family and friends.
So he was going to capitulate, but he pulled a fast one and pretty much said, I am Daredevil. And, of course, that caused a bunch of stuff. He got disbarred and things like that. Well, when you get disbarred... Because he lied in court before saying he wasn't Daredevil. So... And he did a bunch of lawsuits to people that saying he was Daredevil, and those were all frivolous, and the law kind of, you know, frowns on that. So when you get disbarred, you can't apply for the bar in any other state unless it's one you've practiced law for. And he had lived in California for a while and was a lawyer, so that's why they're moving the whole thing. It's been a real roller coaster, really.
So California is kind of loose on its lawyer laws then. So they're fine with
That's just that whole thing about the bar, apparently. He had practiced law there before, so.
California's the place he ought to be. So he loaded up his truck they moved to...
that's funny. That's what I was looking for.
Yes. He lived there before. I don't read Daredevil, or hadn't read Daredevil.
I'd have to look at the issue.
That is why he's ended up in San Fran. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
So that's why he's going to be a lawyer there, but I don't know what's going to happen to Foggy. He's in bad shape.
Hasn't he been in bad shape before?
Not this bad.
Hasn't he been dead before?
Well, I don't think so is Daredevil, so, you know.
Before? Really?
I don't know about Foggy, but Daredevil has. I don't know how he came back from that whole thing where he went bad there for a while. Let's see, what's the thing here? It's at the end of the issue. He's talking to his one that chipped in. It was a XBA. She's saying to him, though it's...
What in the world is going on there?
I'm doing the little dishes, and I'm getting rid of the empty beer bottles. Beer bottles.
Okay, here it says. It's almost impossible for a disbarred lawyer to be admitted to any other state bar, unless, of course, it's a state where they've previously practiced. And then that's when he gets the idea.
Alrighty.
Yeah, so one of the reasons was because of the doctors over there. He's taking Foggy with him.
Plus, it's sunny. It's sunny and it never snows. Why wouldn't you go to San Francisco?
That's a good point.
I mean, if you're living in dirty old crappy New York with the snow and the gloom and the pollution.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Eating aliens.
Yeah. All that stuff.
J. Jonah Jameson is
so, yeah, basically are... Actually, this isn't really Wave 2, I guess, is it? Anyway, depends on how you look at it.
It's also a very, very good reason for them to do a new number one.
Yeah, exactly. A legitimate number one in that case.
Yes. And bump up the price.
Yeah, probably.
It's really? No kidding.
I don't know. I thought it was.
I don't know either. I probably will, though. Let's hope not.
Well, anyhow, so that's a pending one. I think Daredevil number one comes out this month, actually. This is March.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It does.
So it'll be out soon.
Yes.
You should be joining Marvel now soon.
Yeah.
And sort of like what they did. And this time it's for real, unlike last time where the series was, you know, mid-series, and they went, we should label this.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of what this all-new Marvel Up Now is. They're not really number ones. They put a number one on it, but it's actually in the middle of the series. So, yeah.
Last time anything was in San Francisco in Marvel Universe was the X-Men with their...
Yes, island. That is correct. They were.
San Francisco.
Maybe he'll live in their old island.
What, on Utopia Island? I don't think so. But you never know. Never know.
Man without fear.
Okay, so.
Anyhow. Murray, I don't know about you, but I heard you say it on the other show that I was not on, but you enjoyed She-Hulk, right?
I did. I liked it a lot.
You cut out.
Yeah, no, I cut out. I'm going to say you cut out.
Although I meant Caleb did, but...
No, you cut out. No,
okay,
you...
All right, fine. So what did you enjoy?
She-Hulk. I loved She-Hulk.
Oh, She-Hulk. Okay. Great.
I thought it was great. I love the art. I love the tone.
Track that down, too.
Yeah. If you come up to Waterloo, they've got extra copies now on sale.
Oh, okay. I'll be... as soon as this is over, I'll drive up there.
They totally sold out. and so I had to buy it online. And then this week I came in, and they were sitting on the shelf.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Soleil, whatever. He, man of many titles.
Yeah, totally. Hmm. 8 million titles.
Working both sides of the street, too.
Well, yeah, why not?
He's working the whole block. He's got Marvel, he's got DC, he's got Oni, I think. Pretty sure he's got something from Image. He's everywhere.
Is he? Yeah, isn't he doing one of the freaking Green Lantern titles?
No. Okay. I don't think so.
All right.
Well, I like the one thing
he's not doing.
Okay.
The concept is, as a watcher of The Good Wife, is very familiar with She-Hulk. Hiring her in because of her connections, and then getting pissed off at her when she doesn't have any connections.
I see.
Incredibly reminiscent of The Good Wife. However,
well, I'm sure that's not what they're trying to copy that, though, aren't they?
And also interesting, I mean, that now that, you know, Matt Murdock has vacated New York City, she can in fact corner the lawyer market.
Yeah, she can scoop up all his clients.
That's right.
There you go.
I'm sorry, I'm watching my wife go all Hulk on me here. She's...
Oh yeah.
Oh my. Thanks,
sweetie.
You need a moment?
No.
Are you good? Okay. All right, good. Glad to hear it. Let's see. Okay. So what else you got?
No, it was good. I don't think I enjoyed it as much as you did, Murray, but I certainly did like it. That cover is really cool, where it's got the cutout from the, if you look way, way back to the original She-Hulk, way back in the 1970s.
Right. I know exactly which one you're talking about. I thought that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yep, she's walking through it looking all businesslike and lawyery.
Yes, throwing on her jacket, putting on her heels, and talking. A 7-foot woman really needs to wear 3-inch heels, so.
It's very important.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, it was good, and it looks like it's going to go different places. Like, it can do regular slice of life stories like the first issue was. It can do superhero punch 'em ups, which I'm sure they will do a couple of. It'll do, and I think they're doing like just single issue stories each time
for the most
part, which is also kind of nice, because it's done, and it's done in one. You can step in, you can read it, you can enjoy it. It'll have a beginning, middle, and end. Plus, it's beautiful. That Javier Pulido?
Oh,
I don't have his name in front of me.
Speaking of Daredevil, right?
Yeah.
Didn't Pulido? He did some Daredevil stuff, I think. Didn't he, in between Marcos Martin and stuff?
I thought he did. I thought he was the alternate.
So, yeah. I love that art style. It's very not super realistic. Cartoony? Maybe. I liked it.
I did too. And speaking of not realistic and cartoony, Ms. Marvel 1, did you read it yet?
I have not. I think I'd like it, though.
It looked interesting.
You totally would. It's a cute book. It has legs, and I think that getting Sarah Pacelli to be on it, and then G. Willow Wilson to be writing it, it has a lot of potential. And it tied directly into the inhumanity thing that's been going on in the Marvel Universe, where a lot of these have kind of ignored it. This is that's where she gets her powers from.
Oh, interesting.
Is it Sarah Pacelli? Is she doing covers?
Oh, she's just doing the art, the covers. I'm sorry.
I think it's right. Adrian Alfona, yeah?
Yeah.
Who is also very, very good.
Yes. But I think it's smart that they're getting female creators on a female-centric book.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I like the fact that she's a Muslim character, but she's not like, I'm a Muslim character, and that's my defining characteristic. She's actually, you know, they get into her home life, and her dad's, you know, sort of a part-time Muslim, and her she has a brother who's getting a little militaristic about it, but not like, I'm going to strap a bomb to myself, Muslim. Just, you know, they're Americans first, and then and Muslim second, which is how it should be, because they live in America. They are Americans.
Yeah.
Not Canadians.
Oh, say, can you see? Do-do-do.
Yes. Daredevil number one will be $3.99. Do-do-do-do-do.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, it will be $3.99? That's also the American way.
Yeah, unfortunately it is. Public. Unfortunately, you are correct, sir.
Canada, it'll be free, just like their medical stuff.
That's right.
Listen to you.
I was just watching 30 Rock, where they have their baby up in Canada, and they're pissed off because the hospital will not charge them for helping them birth the baby.
Okay, gotcha.
Sorry. So it was good. Ms. Marvel number one. If when you get a chance, read it. You will enjoy it. It's. I hope that they. Someone's drumming in the background here. Sorry. I hope they give it an opportunity to grow and become a bigger part of the Marvel Universe and doesn't stay insulated to its own title.
Mm-hmm.
Or isolated to its own title.
Yeah, that's kind of the tricky balance, right? Like, giving her enough of her own feel that she doesn't need to rely on guest stars and stuff, but still, you want to integrate her into the Marvel Universe so that she is seen elsewhere, right? Like, you want to... It's a tricky balance to strike. Like, you want her to be seen as important to the Marvel Universe, but you don't want her to be reliant on the Wolverine guest starring issue or the, you know?
No, I totally get it. And I'm sure that they're going to have the "we need to train you" storyline coming up. That I'm sure that's pending.
Oh yeah, there's always those.
But it'll be interesting whether she gets dragged into the Avengers universe, or whether, you know, since she is Ms. Marvel, or if they pull her over to the like the Jean Grey school or something.
That'd be Warriors. Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe New Warriors. Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. And,
that would be a good one for that.
She was also. They also did some good teenage stuff where she's, you know, trying to impress the cool kids at school, and it turns out the cool kids are actually the douches. And unlike real world.
Now, what exactly do we get to know her powers in the first issue? Like, what exactly does she do?
No, we don't actually.
We don't. Okay.
The whole first issue. I mean, she doesn't even get cocooned until the end of the issue.
Huh.
So, and that, and then she comes out of the cocoon, and the issue ends. It's really, really all set up. I think we got an exposure to her powers in the Marvel Now one or whatever point one or whatever it was, whatever this. This was very much a setup. Who is this character, Kamala Khan? That was it. From Jersey City. Another.
This is Shore. That would be awesome. The Jersey Shore Ms. Marvel crossover.
Oh, good lord.
How is it you always bring this back to Jersey Shore?
I don't know, but it's scary. I'll tell you that.
That's at least twice you've done that to me.
I just figure everyone in Jersey has got to be connected to the Jersey Shore in some way.
Yeah, it's such a small state.
Jeez, ladies. Sorry there. Some of them haven't come out yet. Like, there's the Wolverine and the X-Men number one. They just had the last issue of the current series came out this last week, which was a flash-forward, flash-backwards issue.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. Mostly focused on Wolverine and Kid Omega.
That's The new series is going to be more focused on the kids, though, right?
Good.
That's what I seem to remember we talked about before.
Welcome to the Jean Grey School of Higher Learning.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Wolverine, Storm, and a star-studded faculty must educate the next generation, all powerful but inexperienced mutants. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, well. It was very good. I'll be interested. It's maybe a jumping off point or maybe a jumping on point. I don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes out this week.
All right, then.
And you were mentioning that Moon Knight, number one, right? Warren Ellis.
Yes. Is that out yet?
It comes out also this week.
Oh, cool. I'll have to pick that up then.
What is this? Is this volume 4 or volume 5 or 6?
Oh, hell, I don't know. That's one of those ones they've redone I don't know how many times.
Even Bendis couldn't get the series to play.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's true. I remember seeing covers for that, but it just, I don't know, it didn't click with me. I even made him an Avenger and that didn't work.
Yeah, he's one of those characters that you can't really throw on a team. Like, he's not one of those supporting cast characters where you would expect, you know, like, there's all kinds that are great on a team, but maybe not so great on their own series. But he's not really a team book guy.
No, he's not.
And he's had a series. He's had a couple.
Yes.
I don't know. He's not a character I would ever seek out, so he's not one I would... Although I kind of like the hook of him having, like, multiple personalities. That's kind of cool.
But well, not, is that what they're doing this time? Book.
Isn't that, that... Hasn't that always been his shtick?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Well, I don't know. I really don't. I've only read it a little bit a long, long, long time ago.
Back... what was the really famous run of Moon Knight?
I don't know.
Moon Knight during the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s.
Oh, jeez.
Was it Bill Sienkiewicz? Did he do stuff with the character?
He did stuff. You're absolutely right. He did some art on it, but I'm trying to remember who the writer was. It was, what's his name, who was on Justice League with Giffen?
DeMatteis?
Yeah, DeMatteis, thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, he had a run on Moon Knight that was one of those critical runs.
Yeah.
And that's where I think when the Murray you were referring to, when they started the whole split personality or multiple personalities.
Mm. Seems like I remember that. Seems like I do.
Here we go. Moon Knight. De Matias. Anyhow. I'll be interested. I'll take a peek.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else we got, gentlemen?
Captain Marvel, number one.
Yeah, I don't think... Is that out yet? I don't think it is.
No, that's next week, actually.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Hero, Pilot, Avenger, Captain Marvel.
Magneto's supposed to come out soon.
Hmm?
Yeah, with Colin Bunn.
Is that who's doing it?
Right.
Yeah, Colin Bunn and Gabriel Hernandez Walta. I found the wiki page.
Wiki. I like that word, wiki.
Wiki. There we go.
So fun.
Tracking down some of these. New Warriors was one. That came out.
It was good.
I need to look at it. Rocket Raccoon. Coming out with Scotty Young and Scotty Young.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah. They talked about that on either Newsarama or Comixology. Not Comixology, the other one.
Resources?
Yes. Yeah. I thought they just announced it, but it looks like here they've had it planned for a while because it's coming out this month. So... My bad. I'm thinking, oh God, they're trying to, you know, trying to get in on the money. But no, they had it planned already. Because there's no way. Yeah, that should be interesting.
Busy. Like he's been, mm-hmm. he's been working on those Oz books for 4 or 5 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And getting like great reviews on them. So
yeah, yeah.
Now that he's done with that, it makes sense to kind of push him into something.
Oh yeah.
Plus he does a
little bit of
all those cute covers all over the place.
Yeah.
That's true. We're gonna have like an all animals one or something like deals soon.
That's not gonna be Scotty Young though. That's various artists doing
okay.
animal interpretation covers, including Kitty Cook is doing like half a dozen of them.
Mm-hmm. Looks like the Punisher's gone to the other coast as well. He's in L.A. New Punisher series there.
Yeah.
I used to read the Punisher all the time, and Greg Rucka signed up to do it. Oh, man. I love Rucka's work, but that was just not all that great. Just
awesome.
Well, yeah, it was. Well, they had one. I might have been the first one. One of the issues, there was no dialogue whatsoever.
Ugh, ugh. Another lazy issue. Blah.
Yeah, I
character lazy issue. Blah.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, and then the rest of it was just not inspired at all. I thought. Anyway, it was just my opinion. So. Yeah, there you go with that.
Well, he mopes around Thunderbolts every issue. So
does he? See, I haven't read that since the first one. Is that any good at all?
Yes, it's fun. It's fun. It's just it's mayhem and blowing up and people getting to wear red all the time. It's
Well, I might have to check that out. I don't know.
It's one of those ones where you have to suspend your suspension of disbelief. I mean, you really just you have to go even deeper into it. I mean, he just had them go to hell to fight Guido.
Oh, that's that Charles Soule guy, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I'm looking at the dot now issue. Ah, it's got Deadpool in it. See, that's it right there. That's what takes me out.
It's got Deadpool, it's got Red Hulk, it's got Red Leader, it's got...
Yeah, there's a lot of red going on there.
Ghost Rider now.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Punisher.
Yeah, that which I've read, that's why Rucka left the Punisher comic, is because they put him on that team without talking to him, so...
It barely touches continuity.
Oh, I know. But I'm sure... Pardon me, that was just an excuse on his part, because he'd rather do his creator-owned stuff anyway. But though, he's doing that one, Cyclops. Isn't he? He's doing Cyclops. Let me see. That was just recently talked about.
I did hear that.
Yes! Russell Dodderman and Greg Rucka. The series deals with a time-displaced young Cyclops brought to the present on the X-Men, joining his father, Corsair, on a cosmic road trip. And this is a regular series. This is a story about the two of them at the heart of everything we're going to do here. It's about these two. When you think about the 16-year-old Scott and what he's carrying into this is pretty obvious. I spent 8 years as an orphan. I moved from place to place, and some places have been awful. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, hush. Okay, so I don't know. That's one of those I don't know how they're going to do it kind of things.
So they're taking mini Cyclops off of Earth. Interesting.
Yeah. But, of course, he'll still be in all new X-Men, I'm sure. Unless they plan on having him leave, I don't know. Yeah, the 22.now, the storyline, the trial of Jean Grey, which I haven't read, but anyway.
It's been good.
Has it?
Yeah, but interesting that it's a setup for a series that has nothing to do with the trial of Jean Grey.
Of course.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. But again, it's also a way
to
bring the Guardians into the spotlight.
Well, of course. We got to get all of them in as much as possible.
Yes. Yes, we do. Why not, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, this lists all the Dot Now issues, too.
So you read Fantastic Four number one, Murray?
I did. I thought it was okay. It was okay. Like, I liked... The parts I liked best were the parts in the middle. I liked the Fantastic Four taking on the big Fing Fan Foom. I liked they were, like, doing monster fighting and stuff. That's always fun. And Robinson seems to have a pretty good grasp on their voices and their personalities and that all. Like, to me, that read like a good Fantastic Four story. There were a few little... There were some things that I thought were... Like, I don't know how often we can see Ben and Alicia get back together again and again. Like, I don't know. I guess
that's actually talked about in the issue, though, where she says we've broken up and gotten back together so many times.
I know. Yeah. I feel like they've had that discussion, too. Like, I feel like they've told each other that they've broken up and gotten back together a million. Like, that, to me, that seemed old. That didn't seem new at all. It seemed like, I don't know. Like, I would like to see, if they're going to put those two characters together, then keep them together and move them forward. And if they're not going to keep them together, then send Alicia off to San Francisco to be with everyone else in the Marvel Universe and just kind of keep her out of the book. Because it to me, that seemed like we've seen this 8 million billion times before, and I don't get the sense that you're going to do something new with it. Maybe he is. Like, maybe he is, which would be cool. Because Robinson mines history and continuity really, really well. So maybe he's got big plans there. I hope. I liked that part. I liked all the monster fighting stuff. I don't like their new costumes, the red.
Yeah, I don't like stuff. It either.
You know, I don't know, maybe I'm an old fogey, but I like the Fantastic Four in blue. Like, I didn't like their white uniforms. I don't like these red uniforms. They're just, they're funny looking. They don't...
Yeah, I don't like them.
They say Fantastic Four to me, but I mean, that's minor. Like, whatever. I can just put on my blue sunglasses when I read the book, and it'll be fine.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And the artwork is beautiful. Leonard Kirk always does great stuff. I like his artwork a lot. I wasn't sold on the beginning and the end part of the book where Sue's narrating and I mean, Robinson has been pretty upfront that he's doing this fall and rise of the Fantastic Four, and I'm not dying to see the Fantastic Four get pulled apart, but I guess
again.
Yeah, like it. I don't know. That's not a hook that really interests me, but Robinson usually does great, great work. So I'll give it a couple of issues to see where he goes with it, but I don't love the gloomy tone for the family, but we'll see. We will see whether he surprises me. Also, and this is probably terrible to say, but I was kind of glad they wrote out Valeria. Like, leave her with Dr. Doom.
Oh, yeah, they did that, didn't they?
I don't even know why or how or when, but just leave the little kid out in Latveria, and maybe she'll get buried in a mountain slide or something, because she does nothing for me. She doesn't... She's supposed to be, what, 4 or 5? And nobody knows how to draw a 4 or 5-year-old. And she doesn't talk like a 4 or 5-year-old. I mean, I know she's not supposed to because she's some super brilliant thing, but I didn't miss her at all. Keep her out of it. Franklin can stay. He's fine. But keep that little girl. Just maybe, you know what? She can go upstairs and never come back down. Or she can, like, be like Richie's brother on Happy Days.
I knew you were going to go there. I knew it.
Just totally. Like, just have her vanish. She's going to get a basketball and she's never seen again. Or she goes up into the attic and she just stays there. Like, it doesn't do anything for me. Ugh. Keep her away.
Okay.
Make her a dream of Frank.
I disagree with you on that, but that's my I think she's actually kind of a cool character, but she did not, her not being there did not detract in the least bit from the issue. And I don't remember at the end of either Fantastic Four or FF, her still being pissed off at Mom and Dad and going off to with Dr. Doom.
No, I stopped reading that one.
Well, I read the last issue, and she had spent, you know, and during their little space and jaunt, she had been pissed off at Reed for lying to them. But it doesn't seem like a, you know, don't let a 5-year-old make the decision to leave home.
Yeah, exactly.
She's still 5 years old, regardless of how super genius she is. But yeah, no, this is much better than James Robinson's other new Marvel stuff, which was Invaders. So this was.
I didn't check that one out. You didn't like it.
I did not. I'm not. I'm done. I did my time. No, two issues, three issues, whatever it's been. It is taking a long time to get to the point. And the MacGuffin in it is really bad.
Have there been that many issues out already? Wow.
It's either two or three. I don't know. I'm not going to be reading it, though, anymore.
See, that's kind of the thing with Robinson. Like, I find he sometimes, you need to, like, even with Starman, it wasn't until about 8 or 9 issues in that I was really, really sold on the series. And then I was in for good. But those first 6-7 issues were good, but they weren't something that I would have committed to if I hadn't had like the first issue must buy everything mentality at the time. And just kind of stuck with it. But in that case it was worth sticking with it. But I find, yeah, sometimes you just gotta hang in there. But again, at $4 a pop or $3 a pop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, easier said than done.
It's harder to stick with something when it was whatever the price was when Starman was around.
Exactly.
What the price was.
Probably $1.75 would be my guess.
Oh, yeah, that sounds about right.
Either way.
American.
Yeah, double it.
All right.
Again, I know nothing against, seriously against Invaders. I just, you know.
It's not your cup of tea?
No, it's not working for me.
And it's modern age, right? Like it's telling tales now, not historical tales. Are they doing any sort of flashback or?
They are. The whole concept is that Bucky, Namor, and Human Torch. The Jim Hammond Human Torch, the original, the android one, were on a secret mission and that Captain America was not part of, and they were fighting Nazis, of course, and they took this alien technology away from, I don't know, Hitler or something, or Hydra, whoever was the big bad. See, again, it's not sticking, and they forgot about it, and all of a sudden they're being reminded that they did, that they had the secret mission that they did, and being pulled back together. This is what ties them together for the current series, and it's Winter Soldier and Captain America and Human Torch, who's been hiding out, living life. I don't know. It's
is that Eagle Sham?
Yes, Dale Eagle. Yes, he's doing. It's nice art.
I always liked his stuff. No way.
He's on that book.
Steve Pugh is his name.
Yeah, I don't think it's Eagle Sham because he's doing the.
Looks like him, though.
He's doing a Sinestro book.
That's right.
Whatever. It's whoever's drawing it. It's nice. It's a pretty book. It's just it's taking too long to get to the point.
Mm. Alrighty.
Anyhow, but Fantastic Four, like you said, he's building a story there, and you're right. The doom and gloom, and Reed losing his intelligence, and Ben in jail, and Johnny. Partying and stuff. So.
Yeah, I don't think all that's going to interest me at all.
It's the getting there. Apparently, he's going to lose his powers, Johnny Storm. So.
Yeah, I remember reading that.
Really? goodness.
And then they're going to replace him with a black man. I don't know.
Yeah. They're gonna put a black skin on the Human Torch.
He's gonna get Cajun.
I do find it interesting that the one character who is never, like, I mean, he's gonna be flamey most of the time, so you're not gonna see the color of his skin.
Yeah.
It's like making the thing black. Do you know what I mean? Like,
or the one character that has a white sibling on the team is the one they decided to do that to.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with him being black, an actor, you know, black actor playing the part, but that just seems problematic to me.
And make them both black.
Oh, yeah.
Sue and Johnny. That would work.
Why not? If you're going to do that, do it.
The invisible person black and the person who's always flamed black. Can't really see the black skin.
Oh,
and then
okay.
You make Thing black and he's already...
We're gonna get emails.
I'm just saying.
Interesting.
So Carol Danvers is apparently going into outer space.
Yeah, she's joining whatchamacallit, isn't she?
Guardians of the Galaxy, yes.
Yeah, that's right. They restarted that title.
Dan Slott and Mike Allred. Mm-hmm. That strikes me as Murray. That strikes me as Murray Fair right there with Mike Allred on art.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of off the Mike Allred train. Like, of all the cartoony artists, he's probably lower on my list of favorite cartoony artists.
Oh.
I think. I liked his X... his stuff on X... Force? X Factor? X...
X-Force.
X-Force.
Ecstatics.
Ecstatics, yeah. I like that stuff. And I kind of like his stuff on iZombie. I don't know that I loved it on FF. But Silver Surfer, I'm curious to see where they go with that book. Because it's clearly not going to be like a super solemn, serious book with that creative team. It's going to be wonky or it's going to have a weird voice for sure. No matter, like, it's not going to be, oh, woe is me, I'm stuck on Earth, I better surf through the skies of New York and... and soliloquize for a while. So I am curious where they're going.
Interesting.
Soliloquize. Okay. Yeah, I am too. And the preview was cute. I'm curious who this girl is who he's hanging out with. Okay. I misguessed. I thought for certain that would be
Yeah, I think I'm cooler on Mr. What's his name? Allred than I thought I was. Yeah. I think I put out, I like Mike Allred vibes. But.
What?
I don't think I love him as much.
Well, sorry for the abrupt end in the recording. Right about that time, my sister let me know that my mom got taken to the emergency room in an ambulance, so I had to go up to up there to see what was going on. She's still in there now. Apparently she has some kind of potassium deficiency, made her pass out a couple of times. They're not really sure what caused it, but anyway, more on that on the Facebook page or, you know, next podcast, but they're still looking at it. So anyway, as usual, you can send us an email at podcast@detailsfromthelongbox.com, maybe we can, what the rest of our thoughts were on that stuff. Maybe I'll actually read some of them by the time that we talk about them again. And you can always join us on the Facebook page. Just do a search for us. We're out there. A little over 100 good people out there that join us. And as always, you can come on the actual episodes. And that's it for this week. Thank you.